644, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Jan Moeller joins us now, Executive Director of Investland Louisiana. Good morning, Jan. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you, Tommy.
Somebody texted in and said a flat tax is the way to go. The more you spend, the more you pay in taxes. The less you spend, the less you pay in taxes. Can't get any more fair than that. That's what that person from the last four digits of 9418 thinks. Thoughts?
Well, if you pass a flat tax in Louisiana, and I think that's what Governor Landry is going to propose, it comes at a huge cost to state government. We estimate that it would cost about $1.1 billion in lost revenue. So if you want to have a flat tax, Tommy, then you're also going to have a lot of cuts to the budget. And we're already starting to see, because the legislature is already having hearings on the budget, what those would look like. And there's talk about closing campuses in the community and technical college system. There's talk of health care cuts. There's talk of all kinds of programs and services that I think people expect state government to provide, which they wouldn't be able to provide. So I think a flat tax sounds great to a lot of people, but it comes at a huge cost to the services that people expect.
Well, the texter said the more you spend, the more you pay in taxes, but the flat tax, he's talking about a flat income tax, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it has nothing to do with spending. The state has a personal income tax. 42 states have a personal income tax. Some states don't, of course. We always hear about Florida and Texas. But yeah, you pay a percentage of your income to the state. And the way Louisiana and most states do it, that income tax is progressive. So you pay a low rate on the first, say, $12,000, $15,000 you make, then you pay another rate on as your income goes up, and then you pay a top rate on your highest income. So it only applies to income above a certain level. That's called a progressive tax system. That's what we have in Louisiana, although ours isn't very high. We have very low income taxes overall. But what I think the governor is going to propose maybe this week, we haven't seen his exact plan. We've seen some PowerPoints and ideas thrown out there, is to lower personal income taxes even more. And I think people have to understand Louisiana's income taxes are already among the lowest in the entire country, among the states that have a personal income tax. So if you want to go with a flat tax, what you're talking about is taking one of the lowest income taxes in the country, making it even lower, and then as a consequence, you either have to raise taxes somewhere else, and I think the governor's going to propose sales taxes going up, where Louisiana is already the highest in the country, one of the highest in the entire country. And if you're not going to be willing to raise taxes somewhere else, then you're really looking at deep cuts to the state budget.
So when it comes to this flat tax that you're expecting the governor to propose, who would benefit most? Who would get hurt the most?
It's easy. The people at the very top, the wealthiest Louisianans, and I think in the top 1%, you have to have a net taxable income of more than $683,000. The average income of people in the top 1% is about $1.1 million. If you're in that top 1%, the flat tax proposal that's out there would save you about $10,000 a year in state income taxes. If you're somewhere in the middle, you might save about $200, $250 a year. So I think everybody would save a little bit under this proposal. And so I think it sounds great to a lot of people, but I think you also have to calculate what services are you going to lose and what taxes are going to go up somewhere else. You know, when people raise the sales tax, for example, you don't notice it in the same way you notice the income tax, because you pay it every time you buy something. So that's that. Again, we haven't seen the governor's plan yet. We're waiting to see that. It could come out as early as today. We know the governor has been talking to legislators, talking to people. His revenue secretary has been out and about the state talking about this idea, but we haven't seen a concrete plan. We haven't really seen yet how the numbers are going to, and so it's going to be a key thing for us to see, and really I think a lot of legislators are going to want to see that before they decide whether this is something they want to sign on to. and whether they want to meet in a special session. Of course, you probably heard the governor's plan as of now is for to have the legislature come in after the November 5th election, but before Thanksgiving in a special session to do a lot of these things. For some reason, he wants to get this done in November instead of waiting for the regular session that's happening in April.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Investland Louisiana, about this fiscal cliff. We'll talk about what's leading to that and again, what can be cut, what can't be cut, what it's likely to look like if it goes through. Somebody texted in and said, stop the wasteful spending. And we'll talk about that as well, Jan, about where budget cuts can be made, where they can't, and what's going to be hurt, et cetera. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the looming fiscal cliff. Somebody texted in and said, why is it that it's always the citizens that have to adjust their spending, but then the government never has to adjust their spending to make ends meet? I think the corollary to that text is, while inflation affects everybody, it also affects government spending as well. And that brings us, Jan Moeller, I guess, Executive Director of Louisiana, of Invest in Louisiana, to when it comes to cutting government spending and the Louisiana Constitution and flat tax and what's likely to be hurt, what they can cut and what they can't, right?
Absolutely. And look, state government is not like the federal government, where if you take in less revenue than you need to run the government, you just put it all on the credit card. The state can't run deficits, so the state has to balance its budget every year. Every budget that comes out of Baton Rouge in June is balanced against the revenue that's coming in. The problem is the legislature, you know, created this fiscal cliff because they can't seem to agree on a tax structure for very long. So the legislature created this problem for itself. And frankly, it's not Jeff Landry's fault. Jeff Landry didn't create this problem. The legislature created it in 2018 when they passed a tax package that had some temporary taxes on the books, a temporary sales tax, a temporary tax on business utilities. And they made the decision to shift some dollars out of the state general fund that's going to go into the transportation trust fund. You put those three, you know, tax cuts that are taking effect next year together, you get about a little over $500 million shortfall. And that's what's causing the budget to have to be cut. And the way that we've structured the budget is there's a lot of money that's locked away in the Constitution, or money that you kind of, even if it's not locked in the Constitution, it's money you have to spend. For example, corrections. You know, if you're going to put somebody in jail, it costs a certain amount of money to guard them and feed them and keep the lights on in the prisons. So that's considered kind of non-discretionary money. When you take all that off the table, that leaves you with health care, education, and social services. And so that's where the cuts come. And on the education side, it's really mostly in higher education, because the money we spend on public schools is part of those constitutional dedications. So that's why you very quickly start looking at these services that serve people with very low incomes, you know, medically fragile children, and higher education in particular. And when we're talking about cuts to higher education, readers have to understand colleges, when they get cut by the state, they just raise tuition and fees. So what you're really talking about there is pushing costs onto students and families for people who just want to go to college, get an education, or maybe get a certificate so they can go work somewhere.
So Richard Nelson and the governor say this is the way to go, that it's going to attract more business to Louisiana, and as a result, it's going to attract more jobs. What do you say to that?
Well, that's the theory, at least. Again, if having low taxes was the key to bringing business in, we'd already have all the business we need, because Louisiana is already a pretty low tax state. So I think the other side of that coin is you bring in business and you attract people when you have an educated workforce, when you have good schools, when you have good roads and infrastructure. And so there's only so much the tax cuts can do. At some point, you have to invest in your people, and then that's, I think, what's going to bring people in and make Louisiana the kind of place where people want to move.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate your time and your insights as always. Wanted to get the other side of things. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to the Principal Deputy Director of the CDC about respiratory viruses. Always a serious concern. We'll tell you what you need to know, what you need to know to keep you and your family safe. Then we'll talk to Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans, and recap Pelicans Media Day. And, of course, the Pelicans games will be here on WWL. Back in a little bit.